What should you look for in a business coach? Coaching, I think, is a fundamentally different kind of relationship. And I think you need to look differently at what you want in those relationships. For example, in consultants and advisors, you look for their expertise. When you go to a coach, you look for their expertise in coaching people. Like, what is their track record in actually coaching people? Because it's different. You're going to build a relationship with your coach. And at the end of the day, the coach is going to come with questions, not with answers. Hopefully, a good coach is going to help you realize what the answers are that are best for you. But they act as someone who facilitates that process, not someone who actually has the answers. For this reason, it's very important that you have a great fit with a coach. And I recommend that you spend time with a prospective coach, or you interview or spend time with multiple coaches and really get a feel for what it's like to be with them, to be challenged by them, be on a call with them, and make sure that there is going to be a fit, because ultimately you hire a coach because you want to grow yourself to the next level, so that you can grow your business to the next level, so that you can grow your people to the next level. And I think that's the reason that you should be looking for hiring a coach. Are you prepared to be challenged by the coach that you're considering? There's no point hiring someone that's just going to give yes answers to you. That's probably why you're looking for a coach right now. You want someone who will ask you the tough questions, who will ask you to face up to the brutal facts, and that you won't hide from any of these. All too often, as entrepreneurs and the leaders of our business, people are afraid to actually put the real issues on the table, or there's something else that's holding them back from really telling it like it is. That's not the case with a coach. A good coach will tell you the way they see it, and that's what you want. Does the coach you're considering have enough business experience? I have over 35 years experience as an entrepreneur. It's not important necessarily that your coach has domain experience in the industries that you are familiar with. Rather, they need to be someone who has expertise in how to accelerate and grow you and your business. You need to be prepared to be accountable to your coach. Otherwise, how can you really make progress? And so you need to ask yourself, one, are you prepared to be accountable? And two, have you chosen a coach, or are you looking at a coach who has a good track record of being accountable? Then there's the issue of training. You know, I was surprised when I decided to become a coach, and I took my coach training through the Coach Training Institute, that I learned a whole new set of skills. And, you know, I'd spent a lot of time coaching employees and others through my career, but it accelerated and lifted myself and brought me an entire new set of skills that I have been able to bring to clients since I've completed my coach training and since I've become a coach. So I don't think it's as important that someone actually be certified as a coach. I do think it's important that they have had some training as a coach. You're ready to change and grow and find out what's next for you? Well, then I would love to be the coach that helps you. Give me a call or send me an email, and let's set up a time where we can be together for an hour and we can collaborate together to solve whatever your current challenge is. From there, we'll figure out whether there's a fit. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me, and you will have 3 ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coachdjgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me, 604-721-5732.